You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
It is budget day, but the green room is stocked for all of our guests to get, let's just say, relaxed before they have to deal with this mess. So today, all kidding aside, the day we've all waited for happens every year, it turns out, when the mayor goes to council at 3:30 today. And does he read this? Is on a PowerPoint, the new budget for this year and next? How does he present it?
It's a 600-page book, and he reads every word of it.
Are there crayons involved?
Yeah, a lot of crayons.
Yeah.
No, he just he'll do a speech where he basically says, "Hey, I'm giving you this budget. Here are some highlights that are in it, and I look forward to working with you."
Copies to everybody on the council.
Yeah.
Who else?
Anybody, I guess, who wants one gets. I mean, we can.
The media.
I guess there's a finite number of actual budget books because, again, they're pretty thick. But I mean, the PDF we'll send out to the media and post it online and all that for the world to see.
Hmm. So, do people like me that get the mayor's press release every Friday get that PDF?
Yeah, his weekly email.
Can you get me off of that?
Yeah, we're doing a special weekly email today, and I will not remove you from that list.
Oh, God.
You need to know what's going on.
600 pages are going to be on my...
You'll have a link to it if you choose to click it. And I don't know how many people will choose to click
it.
You'll get the option.
But it will go to that and not to some... Well, okay. Well, I'll
wait. It's a virus, Drake.
It's not a scam.
My entire thing will begin to smoke and then burst into flame when I hit click. So have you seen it? Do you know what's in it?
Yeah.
And you can't tell me a word about it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm glad we talked about it. Thanks. Next question.
So how about those Cardinals?
Yeah, the Cardinals tonight. No, I have not actually seen the book and the PDF. I think that's coming this morning. We had a pretty compressed timetable this year, so I haven't seen it, but I've gotten sort of all the briefings from the finance guys to be able to write, you know, the mayor's speech and the news release and the email and all the communications pieces that you'll see this afternoon. So that was sort of what I did from, I don't know, the last 7 days over the weekend, a lot of, you know, Sunday afternoon and all day yesterday into especially.
So the preamble, the building up to all this involved, I'm guessing, the mayor meeting with individual council people to prep them on what was to come regarding things that might affect their districts. Meeting with other politicians last night in advance of this being released, since no one has seen it. Mike Williams, Thomas Malone, both the MPA and the fire department people already complaining about things they haven't seen. The MPD has a raise, allegedly. All we have here is Ryan Poe's story in today's Commercial Appeal about what he thinks is in it. Budget gap, $50 million in 2021 for cost of pensions, hiring more officers and so on and so forth, a loss of $15 million from the state's hall income tax and so on. Specifics about how many officers there are. We've heard this 1,000 times. We know that they're down. They're trying to replace them, recruiting classes, on and on and on. Basics like safety, paving, blight, likely to be the priorities, says the headline. So it's speculation and nothing else. So what? Nothing for the fire department, which had Mr. Malone on the phone on Channel 5. He was pissed. Mike Williams was mad. Nothing new there, which, you know, everybody's mad. But so are they just assuming the worst or?
Well,
there's never enough for anybody, and someone's going to always have
a problem. First off, if you want a good microcosm of how intense city politics are, that's a really good one. We haven't even presented a budget yet, and we're already getting criticized for it and having news stories about it, a budget that has not been seen.
So that's why people hate the media.
That's fun. Like, you know, whatever. I don't have much of a problem with that. I just think it's interesting to look at.
It's silly.
There are some clues that have been out there. I mean, the mayor, if you remember, on February 27th, I think, announced the bonuses, you know, for the officers, and in that announced his pay increase proposal for the upcoming budget, which was like a 1% for certain group of officers, 2% for others. So that's been announced. I mean, I'm not here to say that everything that's in it is just a complete mystery. There have been a few things here and there, and that's, I guess, sort of where the jumping off point for people to feel like they know what's in it.
So they have an idea there, and there's no hard and solid facts to prove anything. So today, when they get this budget, Jim makes a speech, then he leaves. Then what happens? They break up into groups and start analyzing, or do they go home with the budget and read it, wink, wink?
Hopefully no one lights it on fire on the dais like Charlie Rich with the Country Music Award back in the day.
Well, so...
No, they'll adjourn for, I think, the mayor to do... or the mayor will walk out and do his interviews, and then they may adjourn to do their interviews. That's happened in the past.
And so Jim is going to have to say the same things for about the next 8 weeks about this to the media over and over again. Has he spent much time with the council and worked with them on specific areas before they even get the budget, just to hip them to what's going on to avoid wasting time on more discussion?
I think there's been a lot of effort in that regard, from what I understand. I know there's always sort of a an open door type thing in terms of council members having, you know, some sort of regular monthly or bi-monthly, you know, meetings with the mayor, and I think we'd be foolish if we thought the budget didn't come up.
Well, I guess we'll find out more when the media is on the tube tonight.
Yeah.
Budget
hearings start May 2nd. So, like, I guess
that's next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday. So from pretty much the entire calendar month of May, I'm trying to think. I think that the last one scheduled is May 30th. So really through all of May is when you'll see the headlines and you'll see the stories about, you know, someone wants this or wants to change that, or we're saying this, we're saying that. This is the sausage making time for the next 6 weeks. If you don't like to see sausage being made, then turn it off.
It's pretty gross, really.
But the goal, I mean, last year, remember, the budget was approved at the first council meeting in June.
I know, but that was one of those once in a lifetime anomalies that likely won't occur again this time.
Yeah, I think it may be a little tougher this time. I'm of no illusion otherwise, but that's probably just because the bar was so high last year. I mean, mm-hmm. 7 minutes, unanimous vote. That's mm-hmm. just unheard of.
Our guest is Kyle Veazey from the mayor's office. The budget for the city introduced today to the city council, and they take it, and we assume they'll read it. I have my doubts about that.
I think they'll read it.
That some will and some won't. Will they cherry pick, and why shouldn't they?
Well, let me go back to one thing here about the tax rate. I think there's something to explain about that I think you're going to hear a term a lot over the next few weeks called certified tax rate. And this applies if you are a city resident, county resident, you know, Collierville, Bartlett, whatever. Remember, you may have seen about property values are being reassessed this year. Every 4 years, property values are reassessed. Just happens all the time, every 4 years. And so when those values are reassessed, since we base our tax rate off of property value, we then learn, well, now properties... Let's just say, and I'm going to pull a number out of thin air, I think we expect value to rise. I think that's been said. But let's just say property value in Memphis is up 5%. Again, I'm picking that number out of thin air just to explain. If that's the case, then the tax rate by state law has to initially be lowered to meet that threshold. Does that make sense? So if property values go up, the tax rate has to fall commensurate with that so that the city gets the same amount of revenue, and you can't use... at least at the start, you can't use a higher valuation of taxes to as a big revenue windfall.
Okay.
So you're going to hear a lot about that term, the certified tax rate, which has not yet been determined for Memphis. And it should be in pretty short order. I mean, I'm talking a matter of days or weeks.
Now, when you say Memphis, we know that the values of homes in Germantown, Collierville, and such over the past year have gone up markedly.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean they've gone up the same way in Midtown.
Well, mine went up, fortunately or unfortunately, mine went up quite a bit.
So this is a pretty much universal, uniform increase in the value of your home and your property?
Well, what they do, you know, they'll have to determine in the city of Memphis, overall property values went up X percent. And, you know, because the city is so large, yeah, you're going to see some sort of differences in that swing. I mean, you know, in some areas they may have gone up a lot. In some areas, maybe it's gone down. I don't know. That's what sort of the problem of the big, you know, the big area that we have is you're just going to have some fluctuations here and there, but you have to base it off of what the average is for the whole city. And remember, 4 years ago, when valuations went down for the first time that anybody could remember.
Yeah, I know, but this year there have been some substantial increases in the value of where you live. And it's in South Haven, I hear it's gone up. So I suppose that's a good sign for the economy, which experts on the economy who I've seen the past couple of days say that this country's economy is stable and things are better than you would be allowed to think by politicians. Around here, it's kind of hard to tell, but if the value of your home is going up, well, that's a good thing. So anyway, Jim's newsletter of Friday was good. The usual issues are being covered about policing and all this stuff. As May approaches, there are the usual concerns about downtown. But I have never been downtown in May when there was not a police officer from the city, the county, or the state every 10 mm-hmm. feet. Mm-hmm. People should not be worried about this, I don't think. That we hope is under control. Youth programming and programs for the summer. There are a number of those things going on in the city and the county. And on and on and on. The crime stats can be read in various ways. This is, it is what it is. And he's trying to put a positive spin on this, as he always has and as he should. I was a bit disappointed this morning, as usual, when the 4:30 news came on and the lead stories were not either Game 5 mm-hmm. tonight mm-hmm. or this budget being introduced today, mm-hmm. but the fact that there was a house on fire and somebody is robbing phone stores in Midtown. It's really getting old. But anyway.
Well, that email from Friday is a good example of the only bad story I think you can tell, not to get into PR 101 here, like I'm even qualified to teach that. The only bad story you can tell is...
That's really high praise for yourself.
The only bad story you can tell is we have a challenge and we're doing nothing. The best story you can tell is there's a challenge and here are the things we're doing to combat it. And I think that's what Friday's email was all about.
That's a fair assessment.
We are not ignoring this challenge. There is this challenge. That challenge is part, if not the largest reason why the mayor ran for office and why people voted for him. And here is everything we're doing and their long-term fixes. And just so you know, your government's at work. I mean, it was kind of the point of that email.
I think that says it in a nutshell. There are things to be done. Everyone knows that. They don't happen overnight. It doesn't matter how many ugly things you put on Facebook or how many, you know, spells you want to cast on the mayor or on Kyle. It doesn't get fixed overnight. And the guy is doing the best he can. And I don't know what else anybody can expect. It's easy as hell to armchair quarterback the government, you know, in this town, in this country, in the world, but it's not as easy as it looks. It's hard to do this stuff, and it takes time.
What was the sign Obama had on his desk? Hard things are hard?
Yeah.
No, the email, thinking of the email, I always look on Monday when people respond to the email, it goes to the mayor's account and I can look at the mayor's, you know, email inbox. And it's always interesting to see what the feedback is. And I looked at it yesterday and there were, you know, 8 or 10 people saying, you know, we can tell that you're taking the right actions and we're behind you. And that, you know, that's good to see because you don't always hear people who are behind you aren't always the ones who take the time to
vocalize
email or post on Facebook, right?
Can you check my email?
Yeah, I can. I mean, it's like that. There's like the thing you click on your desktop that says NSA. I'm not really sure what that means, but I guess you can read anything.
Not safe
joke,
at work.
People. That's a joke.
Yes, it was. And there are those that wouldn't get it. But you can access mine whenever you want to.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's totally safe. Nothing weird on there that I know of.
Well,
weird's in the eye of the beholder,
isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck today. I know it'll be fun to deal with the media and the reporters and the questions, but there really are no answers yet. There is a presentation to be made. Then the fun starts. And so they'll meet. So they will meet every Tuesday till this is done, or it's still every other?
Well, the council as a whole will meet every other Tuesday.
But committees will meet elsewhere.
Yeah, like on a Thursday.
Houston's for cocktails and discussion.
Yeah, I think probably Memphis May Brewing. You know, that's where I would hold budget hearings.
I think that there should be drinks involved just to get their head right before this is all done. Why not? Well, best of luck on this excursion. I'm sure it'll be interesting. It never is not. Anything else happening?
I was just going to say, if folks want to read about what goes on this afternoon, you can take Drake's spot in the email list. There's one open now because I just removed him. Go to memphistn.gov/mayormail and sign up.
I want to keep on.
No, you're done. You said you wanted to be out. I just did it via my smartphone.
No, I've rethought it.
Oh.
And I want to take time to read every word of those 600 pages. And then I'll call you about 3 o'clock this morning, tomorrow morning.
Can I send you the mayor's weekly email via U.S. Postal Service mail?
Yes.
Okay.
Like the phone book.
There was a phone book on my doorstep the other day.
Have it tossed in my driveway like they do. And where do you put the phone book once it gets there? Into your recycler?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we took care of that too. Yep. Bye. So screw them too.
I didn't even look through it this year.
I didn't even bother. I don't know why they do this or who's paying for it. It's a gigantic waste of money and trees. We don't need a phone book anymore. I'm sorry to tell you that, but those days are over. Well, good luck. Anything comes up, call me.
Yeah, we may have to call on you to do some intense lobbying behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes wouldn't work much on a radio show.
Well, that's the point.
Oh. Do you mean like to lie for you and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, nothing like that. I mean,
to be positive about something?
Twist some arms.
Okay. Of who? Miss Full of Love or someone like that?
No, all of our friends on the council.
Okay. I'd be happy to call them while we are. They're all in my phone, so I'll call them.
When are you and Flynn going to do your live remote broadcast from council chambers?
We discussed this, and he's behind it. We need to do. I don't know how we could do it. I'm afraid it would be dreadfully boring unless we could really take the gloves off. And
I didn't figure you knew where gloves were.
And be not uncensored, but really tell the truth about the whole thing and our observations, which I think would lead to our unemployment.
Yeah, I was about to say, you probably couldn't do that on radio.
No.
No.
No, I don't. And I think to be honest about it, you would have to be without filter and be allowed to go wide open and say whatever you thought was happening and tell the truth. Otherwise, why bother? And telling the truth is often a way to get, fired in or in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Flynn, especially with Flynn.
Yeah, because he doesn't care.
No.
And I do, kind of.
You do?
Yeah, a little bit. So
so you must have had a good weekend, huh?
Not particularly, but we'll be watching. Thank you.
Yep.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll talk more about this when I see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see if you're still wearing the same clothes you had on today.
It's
been that long of a week. Kyle Veazey, thank you, sir, coming up.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.